At the beginning of today's gospel, St. Matthew tells us that Jesus went up into the hills by himself to pray. He had just finished a very long day teaching the crowds, healing the sick, and performing the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves. So it's in the wake of Jesus having performed this amazing miracle of feeding 5,000 people from 5 loaves and 2 fish that Jesus withdraws and goes up to the mountains to pray. Also, at the beginning of that day, we should remember that he had received the news about John the Baptist's death. So at the time, he wanted to go off alone to reflect, to pray, and to mourn the loss of this great prophet who was also his cousin. But the crowds wouldn't let him. By now we see that although he delayed his time of prayer out of compassion for the crowds, he didn't skip it altogether, even though he must have been exhausted. Now as the sun sets, he climbs up the mountain to pray. And he doesn't appear again until about 3 o'clock in the morning, 6 hours later, when he encounters the disciples on the stormy sea. We know from other gospel passages that Jesus frequently went off alone to pray. If we think about that for a while, it might seem a little bit strange that he would do that. Jesus was God, true God from true God, as we profess in the Creed. So why would he have to dedicate large chunks of time to pray? Because he was also true man, the Word made flesh, born of the Virgin Mary. Jesus had two natures, divine and human. And because he was human, he needed to pray. Human nature is not meant to go it alone. As the Catechism tells us, man was created to live in communion with God, in whom he finds happiness. And no one can have communion with God without a life of prayer. Today, Jesus is teaching us to keep first things first. If he, who is the Son of God, needed time alone in prayer, only an arrogant fool would claim not to need some time as well. The same lesson is reflected in today's first reading. This is one of the most memorable and beautiful passages from the Old Testament. Prophet Elijah has just had a run-in with the pagan prophets that have allied themselves with the evil queen Jezebel. Elijah came out victorious in that encounter. It made Jezebel absolutely furious. She threatened his life, so he escaped to the mountains of the desert to pray. He did so for two reasons. First, he needs to renew his strength. He has been worn out by his efforts to protect the faith against the evil queen, who has all the wealth and power of the nation at her beck and call. He is tired. He feels discouraged. I'm sure he wants to give up. And what does he do when those feelings come upon him? He goes off to a sacred place to pray. Second, he needed to find light. He doesn't know really what to do next. His options seem to have disappeared for him. He doesn't really know where to turn, how to proceed. He's unclear about what God is asking from him. And what does he do when those feelings descend upon him? He goes off to the sacred place to pray, Mount Horeb. Mount Horeb was where Moses had received the Ten Commandments, establishing the old covenant of the law. It was a sacred place, just as every Catholic church is a sacred place, because Mass is celebrated there, that holy sacrifice of the new, everlasting covenant, the New Testament. Like Elijah, when we need to renew our strength and find light, we need to pray. When we climb the mountain of prayer with living faith, we find new strength and light. Life storms, earthquakes, and fires fade away. And the tiny, whispering sound of God's eternal wisdom reverberates within our hearts. What can we do to keep our prayer life in shape so that we can grow into mature, wise, and joyful Christians? It isn't really all that complicated. We simply need to follow Christ's example and the example of Elijah in the first reading. We need to make time in our busy schedules to go up to the mountain, leaving behind the hustle and bustle in order to spend time alone with God, to be able to hear that tiny whispering sound of his voice, to renew our strength, to find out what he wants to say to us. There are many ways that we can do this, and here are just some ideas. First, every Catholic should go on a yearly spiritual retreat, even if it's only for one weekend a year, or even if only for one day a year, to spend some time, some quality time with the Lord, one-on-one. In addition to retreats, we are blessed here at St. Mary's to offer many parish missions and conferences. On Saturday, coming up, August 26th, we have a one-day conference. It's called Be Not Afraid Seminar from Family Honor that will be at our parish. On September 6th and 7th, Father Brian Milady of EWTN Renown will present a conference on a Eucharistic theme. Finally, on 13th through the 14th of October, there will be a Marian Eucharistic Congress or conference in Greenville with a full lineup of inspiring speakers. Details are in the bulletin or you can call the office. When I reflect back on my life, both as a Protestant and as a Catholic, the impact on my life of Christian conferences and retreats has been nothing less than outstanding. I would not be here this evening had I not attended those many Bible conferences and retreats. Second, we need to spend time in personal prayer every day. We easily find 10 to 15 minutes for so many things in our lives. Why is it so hard to find 10 to 15 minutes in the morning and in the evening to spend exclusively with the Lord? The very fact that it is so hard is proof of how badly we need that time. Third, please consider, if you don't already do this, stopping in to St. Clair's for adoration. We are blessed to have one of the most beautiful chapels in the state that we use for 24/7 adoration. Stop by, be silent, and pray. Pray as our Lord or Elijah did. So stop by and pray, or better yet, volunteer to cover an hour or two in adoration. Your life will be changed. In a homily on July 4th, 2010, Pope Benedict XVI said, "We live in a society in which it seems that every space, every moment must be filled with projects, activities, and noise. There's often no time even to listen or to converse. Dear brothers and sisters, let us not fear to create silence within and outside ourselves. If we wish to be able not only to become aware of God's voice, but also to enable ourselves to hear the voice of that person beside us, the voices of others," unquote. Finally, a privileged moment of intimate personal contact with our Lord happens every Sunday at Holy Communion. When we have those precious moments of silence to speak heart to heart with the one who loves us and gives himself to us. The sacred space of this church is really like Mount Horeb, set aside for personal encounters with God. And so we should always treasure those personal encounters. Elijah set aside time for prayer, and so did our Lord. May we too go up the mountain and pray with our God.